Cans is rhythmical, a modern type of ode, illustrating one of America's favorite pastimes and the cans that accompany them. Cans. In the ballpark, there's me at hand with a water bottle, swilling on a breezy afternoon. And then a woman appeared out of nowhere, calmly looking for cans. Her labored walk foretold her age. By the time she got to the fence near the bleachers, she was at least some 75. The day was warm and spending while our thoughts closed in, telling each other hello. And we hung through the silence at baseline. A divine summer's day showed no players at play or others cheering them on. Activity was massively gone. Ball game absent, we heard a memory whose past and future was seated on the bleachers, throwing away cans. We wondered after the idea. Our communication was all understanding, harmony plucked through our smiles. A spiritual need had surfaced, connecting us with the height of the sky, an adaptation of memorandums, Mel. Sensory processes pertained in our wills, guiding this spontaneous sharing, the love of metaphysical caring about the cans, and we opened ourselves to the image. I could be there in the future. She had been there in the past. Now was looming unidentified. In a snap of my time, I knew who she was, and in her snap, she recognized me. Caring about cans of our culture, we felt what the other uncovered, drawn close by the bonny sun molt of the sky. Held within our own time's capsulation, we would ever and always be there, searching through the broad aerated ball field for the reason we cared about cans. People take them to corner stores as ethical redemption for dimes. The dimes would happily be molded, formed into a diamond that shined, and the surplus of tins could rightly begin to pay for a coach and equipment. We nodded. It was a very good plan for the cans. And we went on about the futured game as though it had already passed, without bunting an out loud word, believing our Decima team the victor over all opposition. Thus the state of being lifted out of ourselves, provided more snaps for our yearning, orientations combining our learning, and we swapped what we knew from the start. Which came first, the can or the dime or the game? Wondering, we parted our smiles. Neither was the most in importance, because the lack had made them the same. She walked away slow from the ballpark. I emptied my bottle on the ground. She looked about my age, retreating. We'd taken the best from the now. And as the sun will always move over, sharing facial aspects with all in the sky, we had twained telekinetic reception of universal love in the name of the game. Then the fingers of her hand were waving, close-knitting the motion I mimed, double-handing a win for the line drive 10, our mystical charge apprehending this end for the teams that would play on in the ballpark, in the future of thrown away cans.